A civilian plane entered restricted airspace near Kananaskis, where the G7 summit is taking place over the weekend, and was forced to land by the North American Aerospace Defense Command Canadian Division. Canada is hosting the G7 Leaders Summit in Kananaskis, from June 15 to 17. The high-level event will be an opportunity for G7 members and invited guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues, from international peace and security to global economic stability and the digital transition. In a media release Saturday night, NORAD said that a private, fixed-wing, civilian aircraft violated the air restrictions centered above Kananaskis airspace on Saturday morning. They said that multiple steps were taken to get HE pilots' attention by CF-18 Hornet fighter jets, before they employed final warning measures to contact the pilot and have them safely land under their own power. The incident is still under investigation and no further details will be provided at this time. The RCMP and its ISSG partners take this matter very seriously. It is every pilot's responsibility to ensure that there are no restrictions in the airspace they intend to fly. These incidents take away resources that could be utilized in police work and securing the summit site, a NORAD spokesperson said in a release. Two NOTAMs, Notice to Airmen, of temporary air restrictions over Calgary and Kananaskis, have been in place since June 14 at 6 a.m., and will continue to be in forces until June 17 at 11:59 p.m. local. The two Canadian restricted airspace, CIR, structures over the G7 venues are: CIR 292 is centered on Kananaskis Village, N 50 degrees 55 minutes 22 seconds west 115 degrees 08, 37 inches, with a radius of 30 nm, nautical miles, excluding the Calgary, Springbank Airport, CYBW, control zone. CYAs 226 and 227 will not be active, and CIR 293 is centered on Calgary International Airport, N 51 degrees 07, 21.41, W 114 degrees 0 minutes 48.05 seconds, with a radius of 20 nm, excluding CIR 292 and including the Calgary, Springbank Airport, CYBW, control zone. CYA 228 will not be active. The safety and security of all world leaders attending the G7 summit in Kananaskis and residents and visitors in the surrounding areas continue to be the top priority for the RCMP-ISSG, Government of Canada departments and its partners, NORAD added in the release.